Today we're tagging today as manifested love. We're thanking God for 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. We'll start this call with the word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We honor you, Lord God, because you woke us up this morning to give you praise, give you glory, and to be thankful for who you are all by yourself. We thank you, Lord God, for being Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robertson and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for leading and guiding them into all truth, Lord God, because, Lord God, you used them to stage this platform for us, oh God, to come forth every morning to serve you. And we thank you for them, Lord God. Keep them, protect them, strengthen them, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, for a double portion of your anointing upon them. We ask, Lord God, that you bless every person on this call this morning. Lord, we thank you that our eyes and our minds and our hearts are open to receive what the word has for us this morning, Lord God, that your word would go forth in such a magnificent way, Lord God, that we will realize, Father, that you're speaking directly to us. And we thank you, Father, that there will be no hindering spirits, nothing that will tamper with this call. We thank you, Father, for the anointing on the speaker this morning, Lord God. And we glorify you, Father, as your word goes forth. We thank you, Lord God, for Papa Diaz de Leon and the Diaz de Leon family, for Artists International. We thank you, Father, for all those that are part. And we ask you, Father, that you strengthen us, keep us, and protect us, Father, as we go forth as ministers in the marketplace to serve and glorify you. Father, we thank you for this day, because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you, and we glorify you for it all, in Jesus' precious name, hallelujah and amen. Right now, I will now turn it over to our host, and we thank you all for joining us this morning. We love you. Host, are you there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I can, Minister Robin. God bless you, and take it away.
Thank you so much. God bless you also, dear sister. Good morning, each and every single person on the call. My name is Minister Robin, and I am glad to be here with you. I reside in New Jersey, and we welcome you. We welcome you to the Master's Call, and we are so glad that you have an opportunity to join us, and I love that tag. Manifested Love Monday. God is a God of love, and we love you, and we are glad that you are here. This is an awesome call, and it was founded by two wonderful women that we all love, Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is the ambassador of Artists International, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Both of them said yes to the Lord, and they are also Artists International Health and Wellness Entrepreneurs / Distributors. They listened to God. They gave us a scripture that we believe and stand on. You can locate our scripture in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." That's what we do. We begin our day on this call with prayer, and we end this call in prayer. We put God first in everything that we do, and we know that you will be blessed by the word that is going to come forward. Our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So you will be enriched, you will be enhanced, and you will be an empowered believer as you begin this Manifested Love Monday in the mighty name of Jesus. We have an awesome website for you, and you can listen to each one of our messages. Our website address is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. Every message has been archived, and immediately following this call, let's just say you want to listen to the message today, You can dial the same number, 712-432-1085, the same identical PIN number, 957-677-POUND. But immediately following this call, we have so many things that take place. Let me give you our email address just in case you didn't get it all. Feel free to go to the website. You can send us an email. We will be glad to give you additional information. We pray for you. We rejoice with you. And we would love if you have a word from the Lord that you would like to share with us. Dr. Vanessa or myself, we'll get back to you. Our email address is info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And also, because we are Artists International Health and Wellness Distributors, and that's the thread that brought many of us together, we have a morning motivational call that is hosted by a team of awesome men and women, founded by Godmother Dorothy Cook, the only godmother of a network marketing company, and we love her dearly. And that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. And again, so much is going on with our company. We are having an awesome conference, Father's Day weekend, June 13th through the 15th, hosted by the Kings of Artists. These are men of God in love with the Lord, in love with artists, in love with teaching us how to be the best that we can when sharing our products and bringing men and women into this awesome company. So go to their website, which is artistempowermentconference.com, and you can find additional information. And I'll come back later and share that information with you again. But I don't want to take away from this awesome woman of God, Dr. Pastor Lucille Farrow Scott. She is a victorious woman of God, and I love how she states, by no means can any acceptable idea for the future be manifested by the person who is not willing to take the chance and live fully, fully in the now. I put a second fully in there, but it's so true. And this statement, it introduces Dr. Farrow Scott. She is really committed to empowering men and women with purpose, with passion, with power, with peace and prosperity. And she believes that nothing is more important or more precious than this moment in which you, me, we are living in now. This is a dance happening in your life right now, and she encourages you to take the lead. Praise God. This is a stage before you, and she advises that you walk slowly across it while enjoying the applause. This is a song to be sung that only you and I can sing. So sing it, praise the Lord. He's an advocate for generations to come. And I'm not going to take up any additional time. I can go on and on and on, but let's hear what thus saith the Lord comes from this servant of God, Dr. Scott. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, and a good morning to each and every one of you. It is always so great. I'm always so honored, and I thank you for that phenomenal introduction. I really thank God for each and every one of you. I'm always honored when I have the opportunity to speak to this body of people. I'm really, really very honored. I want to take time and thank God for His mercy and His grace, you know, the mercies that are new every morning. And I'm honored with Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, you know, trailblazers, women that are setting marks, making marks that just cannot be erased. And I'm really, really so honored to be here this morning. This morning, I'm going to talk about something that I think is very simple, and sometimes we forget about it. You know, I heard you talking about the those people that are in business and what businesses you're doing and what is happening. And this morning, I want to remind you that in this moment in which we are living, you can choose to believe that you deserve a wonderful life. Right now, as you're living in your now, We have choices. And the choice that you can choose to believe that you deserve a wonderful life, or you can decide that you just do not deserve it. But God has given us choices. He has given us free will. And the way we live, it depends on the choices that we make. So I want to offer you something this morning. I want to offer you that you will say, I lovingly notice any limiting thoughts that comes into my mind, and I read them out. And as of today, I choose positive, nurturing thoughts through which I would live my life. I would offer that to you today, that you decide. You decide from right now that you deserve a wonderful life and that you will gently and lovingly remove any negative thoughts or any negative things or people from your environment. And as of right now, you will decide to choose positive thoughts. Think about this. When you go into a restaurant to place an order, what do? You don't just walk into a restaurant and sit down and the maitre d' seats you and the waitress comes to you or whatever. And when the waitress comes to you, you don't say, I'll just take anything. Think about that. You look at the menu and then you decide what you're going to take. You tell the waitress, I want this, I want this, I want this. You decide what you want. I'm going slowly with this because I'm going somewhere. When you go into a restaurant, you decide what you want. You tell the waiter or the waitress what you want. You place your order. They go off into the kitchen. Now, what do? Do you sit there and worry about whether or not that order is going to be filled? Do you sit there and worry? Are they going to have any filet mignon? Are they going to have any salmon? Are they going to have, whatever nice stuff you love to order? Are they going to have that in the kitchen? You're not doing that. You place the order, and sometimes what do? You laugh, you have fun, you may have a glass of wine, and you just relax, waiting for your order to come. Well, it is the same way when you place an order into the universe. When you place an order, when you come and you ask your Heavenly Father for something, what do? Just as when you go into a restaurant and you place an order, you sit back and you relax, and I want you to hear me, you exercise faith that what you ordered will come to you. You don't get up after a while and run to the kitchen to see if the chef is there. You do not say, well, I wonder if this chef knows how to cook. You, by faith, believe that the order that you place will come the way you requested. But it is the same way when you get up and you open your hands and you said, I am a tree planted by the rivers of water. I am bringing forth fruit in my season. My leaves are not withering. Whatever I do, I am prospering. When you open your hands and you say, I am blessed going out, I'm blessed coming in. Do you sit and believe that that is going to happen? I want you to hear me this morning. When you place an order, when you come to your Heavenly Father, and some of you get all out of bent out of whack when someone says universe, but I want you guys to understand there's nothing new under the sun. There's no new thought or old thought. You understand? If you go into in Genesis, you will read that God gave Jacob a technique where God told Jacob to put reeds in the water, and the animals came and they looked at the reed, and what they looked at, they produced after that time. So when we talk visualization of certain things, that's not new thought. There's nothing new under the sun. I just had to throw that in case some of you are getting a little uncomfortable. When you place an order, when you make an affirmation, when you decree or when we decree and we declare, wealth and riches are in our home. When we decree and we declare, we are blessed going out and we are blessed coming in. When we decree and we declare that the healing power of God is in our homes, the same way we go into a restaurant, when you order, you're decreeing and you're declaring. You look at the menu and you tell the waiter or the waitress, I'm having this. I'm having this. I'm having this. And then you sit back in your seat expecting, my God, that what you ordered from the waiter or the waitress will come to you. It's the same way when you come to your Heavenly Father and you make your wants and your requests known, that you sit back and you thank Him and you relax and you water that word and you water that seed with words of faith. And what are words of faith? The first thing I said is, you place the order. You go into a restaurant, you place your order. The same thing, you place an order. The next thing, how about your affirmations? What do you say when you place an order? I want you to hear this because it's a lot I'm trying to give in a few minutes. Listen carefully. If you're ill, if someone is ill, not you, if someone is ill, and healing is prayed over this person, it doesn't matter how much you pray for a person to be healed. The end result is what the person believes. Do that person believe that healing would come? So what I'm saying that when you ask God, do you believe that you're going to receive? Because if you believe, you're going to start acting as if. You're going to start speaking powerful words of life. You're going to start speaking, Father, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. What is a new car that you want? A new home, new people coming into your business, a new relationship, love in your home. What are you going to start doing? You're going to start speaking words of life over your spouse, words of life over your children, words of life over your business. Because when you place an order in a restaurant, you don't sit at the table and start saying, well, you know, I heard this restaurant serves terrible food. Or, you know, I heard that this chef can't cook. You don't do that. Most times, the conversation is, maybe someone has told you about this restaurant. Someone has told you what a great chef this person is. So your conversations while you're waiting for your meal to come is 95% of the time positive. So when you come to your Heavenly Father and you make a want in your request known, now I need for you to water that with affirmation, to water it with words of life, to water it with words of thanksgiving and praise, knowing that whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, when you believe, you're going to receive. Another thing that I want you to do when you place that order, just like you do in a restaurant, you include positive words and positive energy. How many times have you gone into a restaurant and a waiter or waitress, their attitude is not pleasant? What happens? Many times you either walk out, don't enjoy the meal, maybe you decide not to tip, if the energy is not positive. When you're making your wants and your requests known, make sure your energy is positive. Jeremiah 29:11, what does it say? God is telling you the plans that I have for you are plans of peace, not of evil. And they can give you an expected end. When you walk into a restaurant, you are expecting a great meal. This may be very basic, but this is June. 5 months of the year has already gone. So many persons made for New Year resolutions for the new year. Don't give up now. What are you speaking over your resolutions? What are you speaking over those plans and those dreams? What are you speaking over your business? Are you still criticizing your downline? Are you still criticizing your upline? Or are you speaking words of love and joy and peace Are you seeing great things happening? I'm liking this to you going into a restaurant and placing a meal, placing an order for a meal. That is how we live our lives. Every day we are placing an order for our lives. Every day, based on the words that we say. Based on the words that we say. You won't go into a fast food restaurant expecting filet mignon. And you won't go into a five-star restaurant expecting fast food. What are you speaking over your life this morning? What orders are you sending to the master chef? Yeah, I consider my father a master chef. I consider my heavenly father a master gardener. I consider my heavenly father a master provider. I consider my heavenly father the master of all masters. He's the one that keeps the universe in place. What are you sending to that master chef every day? Are you sending words of complaint? Are you sending words of just negativity? Or are you sending out words of love and peace and joy? Are you blessing your life every morning when you wake up? Or are you full of criticism? Whatever you send to the master chef, whatever you send to that master kitchen, is going to come back to you. But the good thing about it is, you know, sometimes you can change your order. You go into a restaurant sometimes, and they come and they tell you, hey, you know what, you ordered this, but we don't have this, but we have something else. Or sometimes a meal comes to you, and the taste is not what you wanted. And what do? You send it back. Well, it's the same thing with your life. You're thinking negative thoughts and you're receiving negativity. Well, guess what? You can send it back. You can make a change. You can decide. You can decide this morning that the mind of Christ that you want in you is what you're going to renew every morning. You can decide that just as the mercies of God are new over you every morning, so your orders are new every morning. You can make a decision. And I know so many people say, you know, don't be asking God for stuff and stop coming to God and asking him. Well, I want to ask you one question this morning. If I can't come to my heavenly Father, if I can't come to the master chef of the universe and make my wants and my requests known, to whom should I go? To whom should I go if I can't come boldly to the throne of grace? If I can't come and say, Heavenly Father, tuition is due for my child. If I can't come to my Heavenly Father and ask for that mortgage payment to be paid. If I can't come to him and ask for healing to come through my body. If I can't come and ask for that child that's on drugs to be healed. If I can't come boldly to my Heavenly Father and make my wants and requests known. If I can't come to my Heavenly Father and open my menu of life and say, Heavenly Father, your word said, you will supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If I can't come to him, whither then shall I go? Whither then shall I go? I'm here this morning to tell you, your Heavenly Father is willing and ready with arms open to take care of you and to bless you. So practice a feeling of trust. Practice a sense of trust. Just as you trust the waiter or the waitress when you go to a restaurant, just as you trust the chef in the kitchen to send you what you ordered, it's so this morning I ask you to trust your Heavenly Father. Just trust him knowing that whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believing, he will do. And as you're trusting him, have a feeling of gratitude. Be grateful that whatever you're asking for, in the most miraculous way, he will provide. Trust him today with a feeling of gratitude. I came by to tell you that your Heavenly Father, the universe is waiting to come to your aid. And your Heavenly Father is saying, trust me with all of your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding, because in all of your ways, when you acknowledge him, he will direct your path. So I started telling you to say, in this moment, choose that you deserve a wonderful life. In this moment, remove any limiting thoughts and gently weed any negativity from your garden. In this moment, choose positive, nurturing thought patterns for yourself. Why? Because your Heavenly Father told me to tell you the thoughts that he has towards you, you can't even imagine them. So think lofty, great, wonderful, beautiful thoughts and see your life miraculously change. I'm Dr. Lucille Phillips from Wisconsin, and I came by this morning to let you know that your Heavenly Father is not only willing, but he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. God wants you to live a blessed and an awesome life. Visit me on the website, Living Your Now with Power, as each and every one of us know that the way we're supposed to live is in a life of power. I bless you guys this morning. I'm honored, truly honored to be able to talk to you guys this morning. Have a great and an awesome, awesome day. Heavenly Father, I thank you and I praise you and I love you more than anything, Father. You are the great I am that I am. You are the provider. You are the healer. You are the restorer. You are the one that promised that you will do whatever I need. And Father, this morning I come with open hands and open hearts. And I thank you that the word that I spoke this morning has fallen on fertile soil. And it's bringing forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. I thank you in advance, Father, that someone that heard me said, my heart burned within me because they recognize that you are our provider. You are the great I am that I am. You promise you will never leave nor forsake us. Glory to God. Glory, glory to God. Amen and amen. Back to you.
Ooh-wee. Glory, 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 glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Scott. I will be calling you that. Father, you are so good. You are our daddy God. And we are coming before you now in prayer and thanking you, thanking you, thanking you for the woman of God that has brought the word forward, letting us know how much you love us, letting us know how much we love you, letting us know that we can trust you. We can come to you because you are the master chef. You are the creator. You are the great I am, and your plans for us are good. Just as she said, it's a plan with a future and an expected end. So, Daddy God, I come to you because you are the healer. And I know you will miraculously heal your people. I know that your word says that it will not return void. It will not be canceled. You said in your word, Father, that it is going to do what you please for it to do. And you said, Lord God, that it will go forward and accomplish that thing. So I thank you for Joni, Lord. I thank you that your blood flows through her. And because of that, her having your DNA, she walks in divine health. You said that leukemia is a name and it has to bow to the authority of Jesus. We spoke it, we believe it, we decreed it, and it is so. Because the creator is bigger than the creation of leukemia. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for missionary Mildred Mitchum. We thank you for Cheryl Williams. And we thank you for her father. We thank you, Lord, that he's recovering from a stroke. You being the creator, you're bigger than the creation of a stroke. He has the mind of Christ, and every part of his body will line up with the word of God. He will be strong. His limbs will be limbs. I thank you, Father God, that his mind is clear. I thank you, Lord God, that his fingers will move. His joints will be able to move the way that you created him to, Father, in the name of Jesus. And because you are Jehovah, the God of peace, give that family peace. Let them only see health and wholeness in their Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that Dolores Sinette is whole and healthy also, because you're not a respecter of persons, Father God, and you sent your word, and you healed her. And you being Jehovah Jireh, providing all the needs that the kings of artists need, all the needs, Father, they will be supplied by your riches in and through Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that they want for nothing. There is no lack in this conference in the name of Jesus. I thank you that favor follows them, Father, and that everyone, Lord God, those in management, those that are in charge of equipment, Father God, those that are in charge of flight reservations, Father, they won't even know why they're giving these men the favor and giving them preference and giving them preferential treatment. But we know it's because your word has gone forward and we decreed it and we spoke it and we believe it. And the founder and the owner of this company, Antonio Papa Diaz de Leon, Father, we thank you that he's blessed. We thank you that he's whole, he's healthy, his lungs are clear, no blockage, no fluid in the mighty name of Yeshua. He walks, Father God, in the mantle that you've given that mighty man of God, he and his wife and his family, Father God, and not one weapon formed against them can prosper in the name of Jesus. And they may form, but you being the creator, bigger than the weapon, it will not touch his family. We appropriate the blood of Jesus over them, over this conference, over the people under the sound of my voice, Lord God. And we thank you because you're the master chef. We thank you because we have called it forward. We thank you and we honor you and we know that it shall be done in the mighty name of Jesus. And I lift up Pastor Scott to you. I thank you that you continue to fill her, Father, because you said out of her belly will flow rivers of living water, and that living water is changing the lives of men, women, and children, my dear. And I thank you, Lord God, that as she goes forward, she is anointed, she is appointed, she is blessed, she is prosperous, Father God. Her family is blessed. Her family's walking, Lord God, in the mantle that each and every single one of them was called to walk in, Father. Give her dreams, Father. Give her visions, Father, so she can continue to go forward and teach people how to live in the now, how to sing their song, and how to dance their dance in the mighty name of Jesus. TMC family, I just want you to know that we have our morning motivational call immediately following this call, and that number is 530-881-1300. PIN code 539-598-POUND. We have an awesome conference. You heard me mention it. It is being hosted by the Kings of Artists. It's Father's Day weekend, June 13th through the 15th. You can go to theartistempowermentconference.com. That's the website. Make sure you have your flight. Make sure you have your hotel reservations in place. And also, we, the TMC family, we will be bringing forward praise and worship. We are going to be there to serve you, to love you, and usher in the presence of our God. And if you want to be part of what we're going to be doing with Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. So living your now, and Pastor Scott, please come forward and feel that powerful word in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. May God give you peace. May God bless your going out and your coming in. May God bless your rising up and your lying down. May God bless your labor and your leisure. May the blessings of the Lord hotly pursue and overtake you. May the favor of God today and every day surround you as with a shield. Walk and talk in the blessing of God. You are blessed. Amen, amen, and amen.